For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Sending U.S. soldiers to the Mexico border is a waste of taxpayer money, so says California Congressman Ted Lieu, who also points out the Pentagon says soldiers will not perform any law enforcement tasks at the border.
This caravan is about 1,000 miles away, and there's been caravans over the years, and they always get disbanded. Imagine walking across Mexico. It is incredibly difficult. By the time anyone reaches our borders, if they reach it at all, it's a very small group of people. Most of them get turned away.
Speaking at a rally in West Virginia, the president said electing Republicans will keep our borders secure.
We will pass Kate's Law. We will stop sanctuary cities. We will stop catch and release, end visa lottery, end chain migration. And we will keep the criminals, drug dealers, and terrorists the hell out of our country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Former President Barack Obama campaigns in Miami for Florida Senator Bill Nelson and gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum ahead of Tuesday's midterm elections. During the campaign rally, Obama said America is at a crossroads.
The health care of millions is on the ballot. Making sure working families get a fair shake is on the ballot. But maybe most of all, the character of our country is on the ballot.
Obama was heckled several times during his Florida appearance and said the heckling shows Republicans are already angry about losing ground in next week's midterm elections. Renewed U.S. sanctions on Iran, including its vital oil and gas sector, are set to come back into force on Monday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is reimposing all sanctions on Iran that had been lifted under the 2015 nuclear deal.
It is aimed at depriving the regime of the revenues that it uses to spread death and destruction around the world.
Turkey and Iraq are two of the eight oil importers who will receive exemptions from U.S. sanctions on Iran. That, according to officials in both countries, Pompeo has not identified the eight. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What's it really like to be traveling with one of the migrant caravans? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
At least three migrant caravans are making their way closer to the United States. The closest caravan is still over 800 miles away. Sarah Carter is a visiting fellow with the Independent Women's Forum and an investigative reporter. She was actually embedded with a caravan and joined them on one of their most recent podcasts and discussed what she saw in the second caravan.
As we get closer to the border and I walk my way up from the migrant camp, this makeshift camp, there were 1,500 approximately, I mean, give or take, men marching across the border into Guatemala, carrying a Honduran flag, a brand new Honduran flag, not a tattered one. They did not look tired. They did not remind me of refugees. There were not a lot of families. It was a lot of men.
A big coffee shop chain is going to get bigger, a lot bigger, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Already a giant, Starbucks says it's going to open over 2,000 new stores next year. Its CEO Kevin Johnson saying the expansion will be focusing on long-term growth markets in the United States as well as in China. Starbucks announcing the target of 2,100 new stores in 2019 in reporting its third quarter results. Revenue of $6.3 billion for the 3 months ending in September, up 11% over last year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.